Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. Thanks again for joining the Great Rosary Campaign. In these dark times, we need to fight evil with the most powerful weapon available to us. And after the Mass and the Divine Office, that's the Holy Rosary. This is a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders, and we're going to announce every week a specific person, a fallen away Catholic or a non-Catholic, who we are going to be praying the Rosary for with a suggested penance. So this week's Rosary target, in light of the election in the United States and the importance of it, is going to be Vice President Harris and Governor Waltz. These are the Democratic nominees for president and vice president. I think it's obvious that the policies proposed by the vice president and by Governor Waltz are in many ways completely antithetical to Catholic truth and the truths of the natural law. We need to be praying for them. They are leaders in our country. They are examples to many, whether good or for evil. In many cases, it's for evil. And we need to pray for their conversion. God loves their soul as much as he loves my soul, as much as he loves your soul. And we can pray the rosary. I'm honestly not sure how many people have prayed the rosary for Vice President Harris and Governor Waltz. So let's pray the rosary very fervently for these people who are dear to Jesus. And remember that even if we personally don't like them or disagree with their policies, that that's no excuse for not failing to pray for them and failing to show charity to them. So remember, there's three key things with the rosary of why we pray it. We pray it to keep the faith, we pray it for moral renovation, and we pray it for conversions for ourselves and for others. And so remember the biblical themes as well. We pray for our brethren, we pray for our enemies, we pray for all men, particularly leaders and those in authority. We're going into battle with the new Ark of the Covenant. And remember, evangelism and apologetics, it's four things: love, arguments, prayer, and penance. Don't leave out any of those. If we're leaving out any of those, we Catholics are not only selling ourselves short and selling the message short, selling the gospel short, we're selling our Lord short. So love, arguments, prayer, and penance. And finally, we all know we're going to be reviled, made fun of. There's going to be horrible things said about us, that we're pagan, that we are worshiping Our Lady, we're worshiping saints, we are superstitious, we're engaged in vain repetition with saying the Hail Mary so often in the rosary. When that happens, return good for evil. You may even get it from fellow Catholics. Maybe they don't see any problem with Kamala Harris and Governor Waltz supporting the degradation of marriage or supporting abortion, the killing of the innocent in the womb. For whatever reason, they may not see a problem with this, or they don't think it's a big deal. Well, it is a big deal, especially to our Lord, especially to Our Lady. So, but when we get that pushback from Protestants, from fellow Catholics, perhaps, return good for evil, not evil for evil. So for this week's penance, we're going to suggest a chaplet of divine mercy. If you're a Catholic, you should know what that is. It's very similar to a rosary, but with some alternative words. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world, instead of the Hail Mary when you're going around the different mysteries. So please pray that fervently this week, in addition to the rosary. I'm not saying to switch out the divine mercy chaplet for the rosary, but sometime this week, offer a chaplet of divine mercy for Vice President Harris and for Governor Waltz for their conversion, that they would see the error of their ways, that they would come to Catholic truth, support the dignity of human life from birth, from conception to natural death, and the dignity of marriage as the lifelong union of one man and one woman, in addition to many other things. So please pray the chaplet of divine mercy for them. So we'll close out with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.